Phone hacks.
Hi, welcome to the Phone Hacks podcast with me, Nick Kappa, and my co-host, the Milhouse to my Bart Simpson. Give it up for Jake Smith.
Yes.
Well, he's kind of not the. You're kind of the co-host, I guess.
I had no idea I was going to be co-host.
No, he's just a guest. I don't know. Any one of you could have been co-host. You know? Yeah. Really, we've got Nick Carr here. He should be the co-host because he's been on it the most.
Yeah, probably.
Out of any of you. You've been on it.
I'm an old hat, man. Yeah. Three or four times my G has made me send my mother a photo of a big dirty shit.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Yeah. So good. Yeah. Apparently, I keep forgetting that I've never actually gone back and taken that down.
Yeah.
So apparently, if you go back far enough on my Facebook wall, there's still a big dirty shit on there. So
oh, yeah. What, the N shape one?
Yeah, the N for Nick. N for Nick.
That is great. And then we've got first-time guest, Ms. Meg Yeager. How are you going?
Yes.
Good.
I'm
did
so
I say
happy.
That right? Yeager.
Yes,
like
you did.
Like a Yeager bomb.
Exactly.
Great. Sick.
I bomb so much.
Oh, no, no. You heard you don't bomb that much. Heard you still bomb a lot though. You know.
Yeah. Like 50-50. Yeah. Yeah.
I heard some good it's ones. Still like depressing, but you know what I mean. It's not all the time. You know. No. It's good. We're here at Good Chat Comedy. You know, it's great. We're in Brisbane.
The
weather
dungeon.
Is beautiful. Love it. For those who don't know about the podcast, what we do is we swap phones. We usually have a spinning wheel that decides what we go through on each other's phones. We can go through notes, draft tweets, camera roll, or what's the other one? I forget. I do it every
notes.
Week. Notes, camera roll.
Draft tweets.
Oh, or search history.
Search history.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
it. And at the end, we do a little hack.
Ooh.
We do a little hack on each other. Yeah, but you know. These ones are a bit more chilled out. They're a bit more fucking laid back, you know.
Yeah, like it's not until I listened to a recent episode today, and it's not. It doesn't. No one's going for blood anymore, which is good. Which is good.
No well, one's gay anymore because everybody's gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know what podcast you're on. What? This sounds like the Liberal Party podcast.
When you hack people.
She is really in like honestly, you get her a start on political beliefs every single time. She's one of the back of the room. She'll whisper into your ear.
No.
You know, like, she'll do the roll of the eyes when someone says something a bit woke, you know? Oh, yeah.
But you are talking about the old. That's the
back
first
in
thing you would
2011,
write.
You hack someone's phone, you say, I'm gay, which is not applicable anymore because everybody's gay.
Yeah, it's political correctness gone mad.
It's fucking crazy. Aussie larrikin's dead if you ask me.
Yeah. Here we are, four white straight people. I don't know, are you straight?
Yeah, Nick?
Yeah, okay.
Allegedly.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah, that's it, obviously. And we can't have any fun anymore. Political correctness.
We've missed our time.
Comedy's dead. So upsetting.
Yeah. Now, people get insensitive or get hurt. It's our way of life. Who cares? I want to write, I'm gay on Facebook. Yeah. Right? You know what I mean?
I feel like, you know, we've had it good, but it could be better. You know, like, I feel like that's... With white people, anyway, whatever.
I was telling Mike, I was annoying because you know, like I'm gonna be 40 this year, right?
Ooh,
we're gonna be 40,
congrats.
Right?
Are we having a big party?
We'll have a big party. Yeah, I've been trying to think about what it is, but I don't care.
Naughty
anymore.
40. That's
yeah, I'm just happy to be alive at this point.
Every year's a milestone birthday from now on.
Every year's a 40th from now on.
Man, just got to book in the like, just rig up the jumping castle higher place to be like every year on this date for the rest until we tell you to stop.
Yeah, Kappa's rented 8 dirt bikes, got 2 strippers, and it's only his 42th.
Yeah, like, every birthday's a make a wish thing.
What did we do last week? I'm trying to think about. Oh yes, we had two great guests. We had Alex Ward and Luca Muller, and it was a great ep. It was fire. And then what we got to do, we got Wardo to do a hack where she had to put a story up. Well, she didn't have to, but she decided that she would. And it's just a story, and it says life with IBS, and then we put the heading Wardo coming through. that's up on the Instagram if you want to see that. The worst thing about this is Wardo had just been on Have You Been Paying Attention and gained like 200 extra followers.
Oh, fuck yes.
And then, and then it's Wardo coming through.
She's gonna get a message from Bev Keelick for encroaching on her territory. Bev's always telling me every time I see her and get drunk with her that she's She's the, was it ambassador for incontinence or whatever? She
really?
She's telling you about that. Yeah, yeah. She gets stuck in.
Oh, it. Man, that's a fun one.
Yeah, it is good.
I'm the ambassador for my hospital that I for Dry July for St. Vincent's Hospital, which you should, if you go on Dry July and participate, you can do that.
Yeah.
However, IBS, that's a whole lot more interesting. Like, that's a whole lot more fun. You know what I mean? Actually, ball cancer's pretty good.
Yeah.
Ball cancer's
the most,
pretty good.
It's the most fun of the
yeah,
cancer.
Yeah, 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 it's yeah, the yeah, most it's fun
the
of
Because everybody has IBS, right?
Yeah. Yeah. In a way, I kind of feel more sorry for people with IBS. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it lasts forever, you know? You yeah. can't eat. You can't have milk.
No one wants to sit near you.
Also funny, though. That's a funny one. Like, shitting a lot? Yeah. So funny.
So funny, yeah.
Pretty good.
If someone died of diarrhea, you couldn't have...
Oh, man.
You couldn't help
it. I'm pretty sure that's how I'm going out. Like, if you start taking out a... Like, you start doing a poll right now, like a death poll, like, that's it. Diarrhea.
I had it recently, right? It's probably maybe a year ago, and it just didn't stop. Like, it was like five times a day, and I'm like, well, you know, whatever. Yeah. And that lasted for like 3 days. I'm like, okay, that's normal. And then it went on for like another 10 days. I just didn't know what to do. I just had to go to the doctor and be like, I can't stop shitting.
Yeah, all right.
And she was like, well, you can shit in a little, like, a stool sample, or you can just let it wait its course. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh
my God.
You just were like, what, you didn't want the nurse to see your little shits?
I only do big shits.
Yeah. Give me a big tube or else.
She just laughs at your shit. She's like, that's the way you shit?
I like how you say shits like it wasn't just a puree by that point. You want to do a little, pop a little squat and then hand it over. Here's my poopy. Tell me if I'm going to die. I'd rather die. I'm sorry you've just had a recent health bout, but that's where my threshold is. Shit in a cup? Nah.
You know what? I actually did. I went through pretty much the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But I did it. I gave them the stool samples.
Yeah.
And like, I think the first time I did it, like doing it once, because you actually got to... You gotta do the poop in the toilet, and then like the little thing they give it as like a scoop on the end of a vial, and you gotta push it into the shit. But the problem is when you shit in the toilet, like, you know, it's floating. So as you're pushing the shit keeps you like going under the water. Like, you're pushing the shit down, and it's like really hard.
Like a submarine with a pool cue or something.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And I did it at home. Like, well, it was just. I think it was mum was away in Perth. It was just.
We don't
want to
hear any more about this.
It's pretty cool. Yeah. And so, like, you know, I did it once, and then I had to keep it in the freezer, and then I took it in the doctor, and they're like, oh. We made a mistake. You actually need two samples. We didn't give you enough.
So then you had to freeze the toilet.
Yeah, they needed one hot and one frozen. So I had to go and redo the frozen
one. I love this.
One.
They go, I see your problem, Jake. If you did give them the stool, they're like, oh, you run a comedy club. Oh, yeah. That's got to be the most... Oh, yeah. What? You've had diarrhea for 10 days straight? What's been your diet? Oh, 40 cans of Tui's new.
No vegetables. Just, you've got an acute case of room runner.
The room runs. Yeah.
The room runs.
The room runs. And, yeah, Kark gives over his sample. Oh, yeah, not as bad, but you are a comedian, right?
Yeah.
You've been eating from Toowoomba 7-Elevens for the last three years.
Yep. You keep telling the bar staff at Fritz that you're on the ride, or even on the nights when you're not on the show. Yeah. I don't do that.
Now, Meg, first time guest.
Yes.
What would you say are you most nervous about going through your phone?
Well, yesterday I just got a positive diagnosis from my doctor, and I've had a lot of memes sent about STDs recently.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so
that might be indicative of my current health situation.
Okay, so you've had it and a positive. This is kind of the best time.
You handed over the stool sample.
This is the best time to get a positive STD thing.
Yeah.
Because people are like, well, at least it's not corona.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, at least you're not going to infect me.
I know.
You know?
And I hate that they've kind of destigmatized STDs now. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself, I think. Now everyone's like, oh, everyone gets chlamydia. It's fine. No
I
big
know.
Deal.
It's
but
just
I think,
a little
you know,
penicillin tablet and she's gone.
Without the shame, you don't learn a lesson.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. Like, I don't know. I don't want to sound like an old guy, but like back in the day, if someone had an STD, that would be like locked in a cell somewhere.
No one would ever talk to them like, ever again.
Yeah, like, you STD, have to move towns. My God, I might get AIDS if I put my dick here then.
It's so similar to COVID, though. My doctor yesterday was like, you'll have to contact Trace. And I was like, what? I've been to work. What, I've been, and then I was like,
you
oh.
fucked too many old people.
Been through the nursing home.
Oh, no. Not grandma.
COVID and STDs. Grandma, you got to rug up and you got to protect. Oh, what? So, oh, you got a contract trace?
Contact trace, yeah.
Oh, so you got to look up all the. All right, cool.
All the recent culprits. I feel like I'm on Mamma Mia. Like, there are three possible fathers.
Oh, right.
The FTV, you know? Are you guys too straight for that movie?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I root chicks. Heaps of them. Yeah.
You just talked to two guys. One, they both had diarrhea for 10 days. Yeah. Right? There's no way they've seen Mamma Mia.
Never ever seen that shit.
I like that you think we can last the whole way through a movie without just passing out.
I think they have to stop for a shit break in this podcast.
Which movie is Mamma Mia?
Meryl Streep is in it.
Oh, that's right.
Colin Firth is in it. He's not a very good singer and he got a lot of really bad reviews.
Oh,
but
no.
Just a barrel of laughs, ton of fun. Okay. Meryl Streep had sex with three men back in the 80s and she birthed a child from it. And then her child is 20, getting married. And she's like, which one is my father? Colin Firth, Pierce Brosnan, or Stellan, however you say his last
Skarsgård?
Name? Yeah.
Oh, really? God.
Yeah.
God, she banged quite a good crop there.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hitting it raw to three different men in the 80s and not coming out with AIDS.
It should be
a five-minute movie. They go, who's the father? He goes, you don't have AIDS. Go home. Raise your child. Buy a lottery ticket.
Also, it was in the 80s where you just couldn't find people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how did you find these three men?
Yeah.
I tried ringing the number he gave me, but he wasn't home that day.
Guess that's it. I'm out of options.
Try ringing the landline.
Oh, Mamma Mia.
Here we go again.
That is crazy. Well, guys, what do you say we get into the phones,
huh? Let's do it.
Yep. Let's get into the phones. Let's goddamn do this, you know?
What do we do? Do we pass
to
the left?
All right, now, what are we going to do? You reckon we pass to the left or the right?
Just a jump to the left. I'm more comfortable with Meg having my phone than Jake, so let's go.
That means you have mine.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, absolutely. We're doing it. We've made an executive decision.
I see.
Get off. Don't. You can't.
How do I turn your phone on?
Later on.
We don't need to do it right now.
Later on.
Okay.
All right. Sorry, boys. I'm just jumping into sports bet for a second.
I like your Iron Man themed phone case.
It's just a UAG.
Yeah, I think. Pretty sure it's Iron Man themed. It's got the red metal.
Tony Shark.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing that you need a case this thick?
As we've mentioned, I spend most of my week drinking tins. I drop my phone a fuckload, so I need the sort of case that only Iron Man could approve. You know?
Have you seen how tight Nick Carr's pants are? Man, that phone needs a bit. That needs a strong case. You know, that thing's going to bend at any moment.
If I accidentally sit on this phone, it's gone. I can't be spending $2,000 every time I forget to take it out of my back pocket. Fuck
one
that.
Leg kick and it's gone.
I am really fat.
No, man, that wasn't a fat joke, you know. It was just a tight pants joke.
I wear tight pants.
Because of your huge peen.
Because of my huge penis.
Which I have seen, which is crazy.
Yeah. You've seen the peen.
Well, because he got it moulded.
Yeah.
If you type to the you didn't know about this?
No.
Then he got his fuck.
You know what? Everything.
How is this not talked about in the
prison?
Very quiet.
It's on a podcast. Listen to thousands of people. Yeah, anyway,
it doesn't matter. Somehow I got away with it.
Yeah. Everything we know about Nick Carr, we know against our own will. You just get on stage and take your top off.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't done that for ages. I'm retired.
What, you told me you only had two drinks at a party the other night.
Yeah,
you,
you're right.
Growing up.
You haven't taken your shirt off at a gig or you know.
Wow,
it's crazy.
You
I still
don't even
told
fuck
an audience member last
anymore.
Night
I
was, if he voted for John Howard, he should kill himself. So there's.
Oh, okay. You
know. Yeah, to which I had to buy the table a round of fucking drinks.
Oh, really?
So, you know, I haven't grown up that much.
I said to him, I went over to. It was like a youngish professionals, and they had a daughter who was probably 19, 20. Yeah, no, but they were like 40s, right?
Young professionals for liberals.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, and I went over, I was like, hey, in the break, just straight after Kari, I was like, hey, I hope that was all right. And they're like, yeah, yeah, was fine. I was like, oh, can I get you guys a round of drinks? And the dad was like, nah, mate, that's all good. And both the women who he talked to just went, yep. Yep, rum and coke now. Well, yep. Dad put on a brave face, but the shield's like, don't compensate me.
Yeah. Anyway, I've grown up.
Ah, well, yeah. Anyway. All right. All right. Now, guys, we usually have a spinning wheel, but first up, Jake's going to go through my phone. Let's just say, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I'll unlock my phone.
You unlock? All right.
Whatever. All right. I think, oh, actually, do you know what you can go through today, Jay?
What,
you
why
can
not
go
the
through
phone?
The notes.
Oh, the notes.
Oh, the notes. We're going to go straight to the notes.
The notes is probably, that's the most embarrassing shit.
I reckon, yeah, are these, some of these, like, forgive me if this is insensitive to bring up, but a lot of your most recent jokes being written in a chemo haze?
Yes. Yeah.
Fuck yes.
Okay. A lot of them without chemo. As well after the post chemo.
Yeah. I was trying to pick which ones
depressed
are.
Depressed in the cold.
That'll be a fun thing. which jokes did our friend write while he was trying not to die? Yeah. Welcome to Phone Hacks. It's a comedy podcast. Would you believe?
I think if Fuck. You start. Yeah, you could start backwards. Yeah, because there are probably some recent ones. Anyway, yeah, so I haven't been writing too much, but right. I've been trying to, you know, get back into the swing of things again. Mm. You know, try not to write too much about cancer shit because no one wants to hear about that.
Yeah.
You know, people want to hear about long wife, long life. And
I did listen to the most recent episode on the way here, and the cow joke with the four stomachs was particularly... That was classic Capper. I loved it.
Okay.
I was into it.
Yeah, it's great. I like
back in form. Back in form.
Okay, what have we found here?
Fuck me. Coin Man. I only accept payment in coins.
Yeah, that's a character I've been thinking about. I've been thinking about this guy.
You are on my internet banking. If you go into, like, you know, like where I've set up to save automatic transfers, you are saved in there as Coin Man.
Yeah,
because you've told me about this
I've
before.
Been thinking about this character, Coin Man, for ages.
All your characters are the same.
Yeah.
Something Man.
Yeah. Well, Coin Man is different. No, he's different from Glue Man from Japan.
Go on.
And recently, today, I was thinking about a new one, Internet Man. Or it's a man trying to bring back the internet. Yeah, you know, trying to make the internet cool again, you know? Like Instagram, everyone's on the app. No one's on the internet anymore. You know, we got to bring the internet back and we need Internet Man, you know? And he's
got to log into your browser and search or something. Yeah.
So what does Coin Man do?
I was thinking about this bit where I go, has anyone here ever thought what it would be like to be a coin salesman? And go, I'm Coin Man. Look at my illustrious coins. I have a huge collection of coins. And people are like, hey, Coin Man, look, usually people who collect coins, it's due to the rarity of the coin. It doesn't matter how many coins you got. No. But I have so many coins.
Oh, quality.
And I only
collectors.
Accept payments
I'm a
quantity in cash.
Collector.
No card, just cash. Then I have more coins. And they're like, it doesn't work that way, Coin Man. First of all, and you're behind in your rent. And you're like, but if I pay my rent, then I won't have as many coins. Yeah. So yeah, that's it. That's
Does Coin Man have an enemy?
No enemies. No. He's just out there to get the coins.
What
no
really,
man.
No, no story.
What I really want to know is does Coin Man find love?
Is there a Mrs. Coin Man?
He only has love for the coin.
Coin falls lady. In love with the money box.
Coin lady.
Coin lady.
Miss Piggy, the money box.
Oh yeah, he could. His enemy could be FPOS.
What about if he
you
loves?
Know what I mean,
he's infatuated with the dog. The blind dog, you know, blind seeing eye dog at the shops with the hole in its head.
Yes.
He loves that dog.
Oh, he goes to the markets, and if anyone tries to get him to pay with one of those little square things, he just takes it and smashes on the ground. Coins! Only coins!
I saw a variation of the coin dog with the hole in the top of it.
Yeah.
I went into this pub in like Kingaroy. I think. Yeah. And it just had a photo of a three-legged dog. And then it had like a money box, kind of homemade money box on top of it. And it just said, give money to help boof.
Money
I was like, oh God, I got to give some money to boof.
Jake, you were talking about doing more fundraiser shows here. How about we fundraise
all
for
right,
boof?
We're going to do good Jake comedy.
Money
go,
for boof.
Yeah, go nuts for boof.
I've got a photo of it somewhere. I was like, took a photo and was like, pray for boof. woof.
I like
the you gotta pray for.
Before someone suggested they take a photo of the laminator, also I was like, right, we gotta cut a hole in Boof's head. Put a little coin. Yeah. No! Why don't we just put a coin box? Like, oh, that's a way better idea than mutilating my dog.
Hey, residents of Kingaroy, how are we going to make some money for this three-leg? Oh, God. For those who don't know what happened, Car's beer can just sprayed everywhere, all over Meg. Anyway.
Does my beer have chlamydia?
Poor gal's got to protect herself at everywhere now. You
know. All right. That was good. All right,
that's pretty great.
You can go through whatever you like. All right. Well, yeah, we'll keep it moving, actually. Let's keep it moving.
How do you unlock this?
What do you think would yield the best results?
I'm genuinely worried across the board. I think my notes, my stand-up notes are like just fucking hack shit. So I'm not too worried about that. I write in there when I'm drunk, so I would be a little worried about that. Photos.
Screenshots.
Yeah, my screenshots are pretty wild. Yeah.
So yeah, I reckon you don't have to say names or anything.
Can you just, if you're going to do screenshots,
yeah,
can you please just say it before you say it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes I go a bit easy on Mike.
Where is
the
gallery? Yeah, yeah.
You're just going straight into the gallery.
Yeah.
No, I want to fucking vomit. I felt sick all day.
What is this
screenshot?
What is that one in front of the mirror?
That's a progress shot. Shut up. That's
progress, mate.
No, that's me 15 kilos lighter and I look sickly.
So you've made progress since then. Okay,
There's quite a few shameless selfies in there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it looked the same to me, but all right. Here we go, screenshots. Here we go.
Man, because you're a bald guy with a huge beard. There's just some stuff you can't do. And one of them is stand shirtless in front of the mirror taking a photo. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that's not good. That's the next Netflix serial killer show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
His little fucking eyes are lighting up. Look at him. He's so uneasy.
Man, there's so much good shit.
He is so horny right now.
Here we go. Here's a photo of me mooning. So that's good.
A mooning?
Have you seen that? Look at his ass.
That is a shiny ass. How did your ass get that shiny?
It's the lights, man. It's just the lighting. It's just the light. And I was happy to be. Okay.
That is a big, beautiful piece.
Some of these screenshots I'm definitely not going to bring up because that implicates me in it as well.
There's a lot of co-bullying in there. Won't be able to out yourself there.
Yeah, there's so many that it's a very visual medium, but. Just the very first one, the doll is real good gear.
Oh wow!
It's a doll that Jake's found in Marketplace that is.
So it's a doll that the skin color is not white, and the head is wrong with the head.
It's a secondhand Cabbage Patch doll that was sent to me by Peter James, and it's fucking busted.
So now you're implicating him.
Absolutely. You know, I'll drag all you cunts in to get out of this shit. Go on, find something juicy, you fuck.
There's one here that's a screenshot of my comments on Instagram, and I'm just we're just having a good old chat about, we just find different ways to say, I mean, you have a fun game of finding different ways to refer to beer, heavy beers. Like I used your term lunatic soup, and then you've got one, a couple of schooners of idiot broth. Let's indulge in the bonehead bisque. But yeah, I don't, and then you've got the Dumbo combo. Yeah, like there's, I don't know, psychopath sauce. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why you screenshot that, but anyway, whatever. It's not that juicy.
It sounds like one of those, sounds like a writing room for someone trying to make it on TikTok. You know, a bit of the old lunatic soup. What do you think of that one? Yeah. Ooh, let's say that. Yeah,
do a little look into the camera. Yeah. That's what comedy is now on TikTok. Just a little.
Yeah. It's that or like Esha bra. It's just got someone dressed up as an Esha.
I don't know if I'll bring that up, but.
I just don't say the name.
Okay, so Jakey's had a bit of a DM slide that's a response to his post. When I say egg in the snorkel, what do you imagine?
I got obsessed with egg in a snorkel. I thought it was a really funny thing. It's either like an
egg. I do love that.
And I was like, I put a poll up and I said, when I say egg in a snorkel, this is apropos of nothing, do you imagine an egg resting in the top of a snorkel? Or do you imagine an egg wearing a snorkel? And did a little poll.
Ah, yeah.
And then I got this DM slide, which I screenshotted.
Yeah. And then, so that's the options are like,
what, you know, is it, like, how about you put an egg in my pussy or something? Like put the snorkel in the egg. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. The post, like the reply is just, I'm imagining you in my snorkel. Interpret that as you will.
Whoa. Spicy. Jesus Christ.
Did you smash?
No.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Weird that you're nodding
right
now.
No, that's right it. Now. You don't get to score anymore.
Oh, really? Yeah. Just stop and discuss.
Oh, right. Why did you take a screenshot of this?
Because
to show the boys. Yeah.
You get my
still got it.
You get my egg cracked tonight, lads.
This one's not that damaging, all but right. It's just funny. It's just like a show rundown of our last. I believe it was a good Chatterday from days gone by. So this is like just the rundown of the show. So there's intro, then the act is Chris Martin, act Bron Lewis, skit egg in a snorkel. Act Dusty Rich, then a break. And then we've got card jokes, then Matt Ford, then anti-vax comments. it's gone out now. Jamison Gilders, Cal's Lawyer, angsty teen Nick Carr, and everything's a discus.
Yeah, we did.
That was a great show.
That was a good one.
That was a great show. I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's like so much more on here.
I blanked out halfway through.
It's all right. We'll keep it going. We don't have too much time left.
In. Yeah.
You know?
Unscathed.
All right,
still the king.
Now, Carr, what do you reckon will yield the best results? What are you kind of most nervous about?
Who's nervous about putting your fucking phone on silent?
Yeah. I was going to say, who still uses a ringtone? Who are you, my dad?
I just want people to know that I'm important.
Hello, Tony Stark. Iron Man speaking.
Okay, what am I? Are my screenshots bad? I don't really.
Oh.
We'll give Meg's
What's
this? He's doing. He's trying to look at his own thing.
Notes are pretty bad as well.
First screenshot. Meg has an STD. How funny is that?
we got random couple. Your Facebook stalking.
He's got
pics of Brett Blake.
That was
we all do.
That was terrible.
You know what I mean? That's all we got. That's what anyone jacks off to. You know what I mean? Just.
A lot of political posts. Okay, Nick screenshotted his own political post he made on Facebook about, you know, all, here's an exhaustive list of why the Liberal Party's corruption over the last 7 years is not worth voting for. And he this is an earnest post, and he screenshotted it.
What is this?
It's already on Facebook.
How old is this post?
It would have been pre-election happened.
It was probably, yeah, like...
An earnest post.
He did an earnest post.
If that's not enough, I'm going to screenshot this.
I just need to
text it to the crew.
I genuinely have no idea why I would have done that. Like, someone probably was like, what was that post? I don't know.
You guys, we've got a screenshot of... 1 year friendship with his girlfriend Laura.
I just thought it was funny because, like, you know, we're like, you know, heaps, you know, we've been together for a year, we're doing heaps of roots and stuff, like, we're pretty loved up, and it's just like, oh, here's your friend.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Meg described. Oh my god.
So, for those listening, what have you found, Meg?
I found something that hurts me. There is a screenshot of something that Jake sent to Nick, and it's a photo of me and Peter
that's
James.
So bad.
Me and Peter James both holding a schooner of beer. And the schooner of beer, on it says Brisbane Comedy. Oh. And on top of Pete's head, it says Diabetic Comedians. And then on top of my head, it says...
Oh, no. This is so bad.
Ladder-climbing sycophant.
No, I love you, Meg. Oh, fuck. Oh,
so okay. What, did you make this?
Yeah. No, actually, I think... I don't know.
Jake made it. From Jake.
Oh, fuck. So you didn't even make this.
No.
Wait, a photo that I took of Peter James and Aiden Jones, and Nick has edited it.
No, you can't read that out.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
It's not suitable.
Oh, my God, that is not suitable.
All right, that's two. I reckon that might be enough.
What we've learned from Nick is that he fucking hates his friends.
Yeah, that is fucked. I can't believe you two would turn.
It's me.
And here you're laughing in Meg's face.
It's my calling first her a, time.
How does it feel to know that your two friends here call you a ladder climbing sycophant?
I didn't. Was it?
I call it, to be fair, I call you it to your face. Okay. In my defense, yeah. I call it to your face and behind your back. More often that.
Also, Peter James, more than a diabetic comedian.
Yeah, he's also a ladder climbing sick.
I was going to say a shit diabetic comedian.
And also, what I put on after that was way worse.
I actually
didn't see it, and I don't think it did.
I remember that.
Sorry, yeah.
I remember
you
that.
You did see that
you
one,
called
yeah.
Me, yeah, he made another meme, and he sent it to Jake. I didn't see that one, but I saw the one he sent to Jake. But he said that... On top of my head, it was a doormat.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is cool. Brutal.
And it's just untrue.
You've heard it here first.
Not a
Nick Carr bullies comedians.
I don't know. I don't know where I got the reputation
no
that I'm nice because I'm mostly.
I'm a rat cunt.
Like I'm the worst. Anyway, whatever.
All right, we're gonna keep this moving, Meg. Right.
That was too juicy. That was too juicy.
Oh,
juicy.
Oh my god!
I'm so happy about that.
Oh, that is that's fucking brutal.
Really tickled.
All right, what are you not looking forward to here, Meg?
I reckon either my notes just have my work passwords, so either photos or Google Docs with my jokes.
All right, let's get. Have we done photos the whole
We've
time?
We've done screenshots both times.
Yeah. Okay, is it okay jokes. If we do photos?
Yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here. All right, we got.
Oh, I think that's good.
We got photos of kids. Okay, yeah. Not gonna ask. Heaps of photos of kids,
just
actually.
Make selfies.
Dogs.
There's a plain looking kid.
There's
we've been way too mean to Meg. We gotta stop, man.
Meg, you're great.
What a sycophant, ladder climbing kid. Anthony Albert, is a tweet here it's that you've taken a screenshot of?
Oh, someone else is getting political.
Milo Edwards' tweet. It says, Anthony Albanese is the country's first Italian-Australian Prime Minister, a combination of vibes so powerful that it has never been attempted in human history. Why'd you screenshot that?
Because I have a lot of Italian friends.
Ah.
Yeah.
And how do you feel about them?
Yeah.
No comment.
Do you just have a group of Italian friends that you said this to? Or?
But that's weird because that Meg will always specify someone's like nationality or race when she uses them. It's always, hey, that's my favorite Italian comedian.
True.
Or that's my favorite blah, blah, blah. It's never just comedian.
That's
or this is my favorite. Oh, it's my friend so-and-so and this is my Italian friend. Always with you.
Okay.
Good I'm not reads.
Saying anything ever again. I'm out.
Okay, this is Spud.
Spud, yeah.
It's a screenshot of someone named Spud that is reading The Developing Mind, How Relationships and the Brain Interact
That's
to Shape Who We...
That's my ex-boyfriend's Good Chat account. I mean, Goodreads account.
Oh, right. So your ex-boyfriend was called Spud. Bad enough. How did that go wrong? Spud is a red flag name. Like that is.
Everyone, I do know other people with the nickname Spud, but they're always one of my aunties or uncle's old army mate that
Yeah, there's always a Spud. They always got like a scar on their head. Yeah. Did he have a scar on his head somewhere?
Cappy,
or on
you
his
look
face?
Like a fucking Spud.
I am full Spud. I'm full Spud. All I need is like a hard yakka jacket or something like that, and maybe those lace up work boots or something, and I would be the full Spud.
At least you look like the freshly washed Spuds. Jake looks like one that's still in the ground.
It's my most incriminating photo.
Oh my god!
Ooh, what's that?
There's you hugging.
He found it.
That's pretty sick.
That is. I'm not even going to talk about that photo. Yeah. That is.
Why don't you describe it, Meg?
So when I was 16, I went on a Christian mission trip to a specific third world country where there were orphans, and I had photos with those orphans as a white private school girl.
Facebook likes.
This photo was ever released anywhere.
But you're carrying these kids and you've just got a heap of them like it's bananas or something. You know what I mean? Like
are you bringing them home to sell?
you just
you feel like you've got a bunch of them. You know what I mean? You're not even holding them.
It looks like you swung your arm through and scooped up whatever whatever it didn't
fall off.
Scooped
up a bunch of children. Anyway, but that is the funniest photo ever. And you're just like smiling, like, "Hey, I'm 16. This is the way."
I had no idea about white savior complexes.
I'm saving them.
I was so young.
You were still helping, right?
In
a private school way.
I visited those kids. I didn't cure them.
Imagine how many sandwiches you could buy for the cost of a digital camera to take that photo. Imagine that. Quick, get a photo of me. Look, I'm helping. please, miss, can we have something to eat? Shh, smile.
Just like, all right, just pick up that bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Just pick up that bunch and just hold them.
I think we know what Meg's hack's going to be.
Ridiculous.
I don't know if I should read this. So this is obviously a video.
Oh,
it's a video of a vibrator.
So my vibrator stopped working, so I had to send a video to the company to prove that it doesn't work. And it's a
you wore it out.
Look, I'm not even getting off. This is doing nothing.
It's not me like using it, but I just turned it on and showed them that it only lasts for a minute and 12 seconds.
That would give
seconds.
You the same like prognosis as Car's Doctor. Like, you're a comedian, are you? Oh, you do comedy, right? Yeah,
I thought you were going to say only lasts a minute and 20 seconds.
A minute 12.
Oh, no, that is crazy.
But they sent me a replacement for free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So was it a new one?
Yeah, brand new.
Oh, my God.
But did
that
you find maybe
absolutely brutalized.
Did you find maybe the short time frame was a bit of a motivator? Like, I just got to get this done. Yeah. I can't fuck around.
Women are very different to men, Nick Carr.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's not like that.
I know. Sometimes when I watch a porno, I'm like, oh, no, not this quick. You know what I mean? Like, they're just taking off their clothes.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
I'm only just getting into it.
Yeah. And sometimes head job scenes go for way too long.
You talked about
this.
They
go for way too long. And and it's annoying because sometimes you're like, wow, I wonder what it's like when they're doing it. And you're like, oh, no. It's happening. Oh, no, it came in the head job scene. This is crazy.
Yeah. But then that's good because it saves the rest of the video for you for later. Like,
yeah,
you
that's
know,
true.
You can just come back and get two uses out of the same video.
What do you mean they're free? You don't wrap it up like a Subway sandwich, put it in the fridge, you fucking sicko.
Yeah, but I mean, like, once you've washed it, once you've jerked off to it once, it's like dead in the water. Like, it's. You know.
I think I know what Carl's talking about here. And even though there is so much porn in the world, like, there is a billion hours of porn. I am still worried I'll finish it. I'm still worried. I'm like, I'll just savor this one and get the most I can out of it because I'm going to run out one day.
You finish the game, you finish awakening, the credits roll up. Oh, no. You get to play all your favorite levels again.
Yeah, that's it. You know,
it's more
one
just
that's
like,
shot right.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful, has a good storyline.
Yeah.
Very hard to find.
That's it. Yeah, like that, there's so many, like you're scrolling through that just don't appear. When you find a good one, you're like, oh, this is a cracker. I've got to be efficient with how I use this. I've got to get every cum I can out of this one video.
Also, I'm not a fan of the ones, the big fad these days, is like the power ones, you know, where they're like, like the girl's just got the full dick in her mouth, just going, and they got like a foot on the girl's head, and you're like, how can someone be jerking off to this? Like, if I put my foot on a girl's head while I was having sex with her, my dick would go down immediately. You know what I mean?
I just can't even bend that way if I'm honest. So.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing missionary. Yeah. That is real hard.
Yeah, he's just like jamming the cock right down the back there. He's just like, I don't know who gets off on this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yeah, it should be like eating gelato or something. You know what I mean? Like a nice gelato or whatever. Anyway, you guys think about that, okay? Anyway,
something to think about.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to get into the hacks now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, Jake. You said you have some pre-prepared ones for Nick Carr.
I do.
Okay.
I want to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
All right. Well, I'll see about this one. So you're quite active politically, I guess, or outspoken politically.
Yeah, I'd say that,
yeah.
You always talk about your big Greens voter.
I love the Greens.
You do love the Greens. You talk about it all the time.
Love the Greens.
Yeah.
Vote Green.
So I was thinking that it would be... kind of funny if you announced that you were running for the Greens in the state electorate of Toowoomba South, which does encompass where you have a house.
Yeah.
And I've done up this little image there. it says, Nick Carr, your Green State candidate, Toowoomba South. And I've mimicked it so it's exactly what all the posters look like.
Joke's on you. That's just what I'm going to wank to tonight. Like, yeah, I'll post
that. Man, that is
I mean, the
great.
Greens party's going to be bad.
Okay, so what should you get? You've seen it right, baby. I'm running.
Yeah. But like, because you've spent less time in Brisbane now, you could go, hey guys, some people might know, so spend a bit more time back in the country and, you know, touching base with my regional roots. It's kind of made me open my eyes up after most, you know, blah, 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 reselection that we can do it. The Greens has a voice, blah, blah. You know Mandy Nolan, how she tag her? Be like inspired by her story.
I'm fully into it. I do worry that the Greens will be like, take that down. You're not an endorsed candidate.
Well, don't tag him.
And I do probably want to run one day. I don't know. I might want to run one day.
Like. And we could go further with it because, like, your comedy gives off the vibe that you're a pretty staunch Republican. Like, you always shit on the royal family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do.
And,
this is the first step. I have
to
policies. I could roll out a policy platform right now. We could do it.
Yeah.
I like how Nick Carr chooses his targets. Royal family. Number one.
Taking them down. You know
what I mean? Fucking spiders. I did it.
Yeah. It's cool. I like a royal family hater, you know, because you don't find one every now and then. And it's crazy. Nazim Hussein hates the royal family.
Does he?
It is crazy.
Man, I had to talk to Naz about the fucking royal family.
Are you going to post that? You'll find a post that.
I'll post that, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. Fuck, that is great. Serious.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm thinking is, because what I want. Actually, no. Post it. Post it. Yeah. And we'll think
have
about
you sent it to me?
Yeah. It's in your DM. So. You write the caption, though.
Okay, hold up.
I've got one for both of you, if you like.
Oh, for
Meg and Jake.
Okay, yeah. I've got some ideas for Jake, but yeah.
It was,
yeah.
So I'll go first with Jake's. Right? Mm. So I want to take a photo of you in front of the Good Chat comedy sign, right? Pointing up to the sign. And you're like, I wasn't much in school.
Oh, yes! Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I had shit job after shit job.
Oh! My palms are sweating, cunt. Yeah, go on.
But I got to say, I love this club. I love the people in it.
Oh,
I love so the earnest. I love the audiences. I'm proud of who I am.
from a little boy who grew up in a magician household.
Oh.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah.
All right. What's yours, cunt?
Mine was like, I suppose, a similar vein, like you're gonna do a big appreciation post for for the club and how it's going, and then you're gonna announce. I had two ideas. You're gonna announce a very exciting opportunity that you're gonna hold a very special, because here at Good Chat Comedy Club we often hold a Bright Eyes comedy competition, which is like for new people starting out to come and they get it. And so Jake was gonna say he's doing an expressions of interest. An open Bright Eyes competition across Brisbane to select one lucky winner to go into a very special Good Chat mentorship program with they get a personal mentoring from a national headliner and TV star and a guaranteed spot on a TV show. We won't say which one, but let's just say you should be paying attention.
Oh.
That's the prize.
Oh
so
my
that
God.
One, just so you just get a. Just a wave of goobers just going, yes, please. Just fucking your inbox up every day. Or the other one I had was that you're announcing that you and your brother are starting a podcast about growing up in a magic household.
My brother's a magician.
Yeah, my brother's a magician.
Yeah, brother's a magician.
Not just any magician. He's a naked magician.
And just call it Magic Family.
Yeah. Exactly.
Magic Family.
Exactly. Do you have artwork for it or anything?
I could do something. I don't have artwork prepared, but that was the idea. I could get it done. I could get it done pretty quickly.
Right, which one do we reckon?
I'm not going to do the one about the giveaway thing because it's going to drag in the club.
Yeah.
Oh, I really don't want to do your one.
The Ernest Post. Ernest Post is a good one.
Yeah, I think we got to do it.
Ernest Post
kill
is going
Jake.
To sting me.
Sorry, further context. Just this morning, Jake was like, hey, I have to quickly say sorry to you about something. Sends a really quick message and goes, don't tell anybody about that.
because I was a bit too mean to me and then I had to admit that I was wrong. And I'm like, the only time it could be Ernest is fleeting moments to put it on my story will fucking crush me.
I love it. And because when you guys did that really earnest one on me years ago where I had to post in the Brisbane Comedy Message Board like saying to call everyone else lazy or whatever, it doesn't work harder. The best part of that earnest post was the people like... I mean, the people telling me I was a cunt, like, whatever, who cares? But the people who were like, yeah, man, you deserve it all, like, that's what really sucks. That'll roll in. That'll roll in.
That's great. Oh, okay, so what do we do? We do it after this?
Yeah, we'll do it after this.
God,
yeah.
That's so funny.
Meg, speaking of the Brisbane Comedy Message Board.
Yes.
I was thinking you could go. How long have you been doing comedy for, Meg?
Over a year.
Yeah. I thought you could say, a lot of people shit on Brisbane comedians.
Yeah.
But I got to say, I've been doing it for a year and I love this community.
Yeah. I hate this community. Wait.
Can I say I've got one as well? Now I've got two for you, Jaeger.
We got a couple out here.
Is it her with the kids?
That's what I was going to get.
This one is an image that says Meg Jaeger presents Comedy Masterclass for Women.
Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's time to give back. And essentially, Meg, we wanted you to post either on your main or in the Brisbane Comedy Board and say, hey, I have obviously risen up quite quickly as a woman in comedy. I think it's time to give back to other female comedians. It's not a comedy course, but it's a mentorship program. So you can apply if you'd like to be selected for me to mentor you.
I think it's...
No time wasted. You've got to be in it to win it.
Money up front, oh no time wasted.
Now, the alternate, I've got one more as well.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I've had a busy day. This one is you announcing your first solo show called Teacher by Meg Jaeger.
Ben Knight did that.
Yeah, exactly. That's the idea. So it's an exact copy of Ben Knight's show, Teacher. Debut show coming 2022, and the quote says, how one teacher became an Australian comedy star overnight.
I would rather do the Brisbane message board thing. Comedy message
really?
Board.
Really?
Oh. Yes.
Yeah. Because I get eaten alive on that page anyways. What's the worst that can happen?
I can't believe you're going to do this.
What?
All right, I'm sending it to you.
Like a masterclass?
Yeah, can we...
Wait, do we all actually have to do it?
Yeah.
What do you mean? It's phone hacks.
Yeah, it's phone hacks. This is the whole idea. Yeah.
All right. But you can take it down after like 10, 20 minutes.
Okay. Can we just craft this bit?
Oh, I think the image is so good. You don't need too much. Maybe just like... Yeah, I like it. I've been doing comedy for a year now. I'd like to give back to the female comedy community.
Start writing this.
Can you write it?
Yeah, give it to me.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't we wrap it up and then we can do... Oh, actually, well, I've got to do one.
Yeah.
Have you guys got any ideas for me?
Spend all day on Meg.
Yeah. Let's just finish it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway. it's all right. If we don't have anything pre-prepared,
I don't.
Let's just hang it up there. But guys, thank you so much for coming on. Now,
no, absolute pleasure.
You guys, is that a car crash still up online?
It's still there.
Online. You can go dig up some old episodes of that. What are you still doing a podcast, Jake?
No, I've paused that. I paused all podcasts. More importantly, you can come to Good Chat Comedy Club if you're in Brisbane.
Come to Good Chat Comedy Club, one of the best clubs in Australia.
Thank you.
So good. Keep that knife away from me. No, it is one of the best clubs ever. Yeah. So come along. And Carr, what are you up to? You got
I've got
up?
A big show in Toowoomba on the 15th of July.
Called The Election. Where I'll be running.
Well, I'll be winning. I've got a big show in Toowoomba. It's a double feature show. It's me and Bron Lewis doing our shows that we did in festivals this year in Toowoomba. One night only. It's going to be sick. Tickets are on Sticky Tickets, or just add me on Instagram.
Date is that?
15th of July.
15th of July. Get on down if you're in Toowoomba.
Yeah, come on.
You're great. Bron Lewis is great. Sick.
It'll be killer. Two good shows back to back. Meg, what are you got going on?
In about half an
hour. Other
than
doctor's appointments.
Thank you. Half an hour, I have a show that I'm hosting in Rowe called Wrong Answers Only, but it's sold out and no one can come because it's sold out.
Well, but you'll probably do another one, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I hope to do it quarterly.
So where can they follow you?
Oh, sorry. You can follow me on Instagram. It's just Meg Jaeger, J-A-G-E-R.
And call her up anytime for the masterclass. She's been doing comedy for a year. She's risen quite fast.
She is only, though. She only wants to help other female comedians. That's the most important thing.
Only girls. No queers, just girls.
Better here first, ladies.
Just straights.
That's
only
good.
Brunette, pale, female, women.
All white, all right. You know? Sick. Great. Yep. Yeah, so thanks for that, guys. Also, we've got heaps of episodes up on Patreon. So check them out. Heaps of Q&As with Mike and I. And we've got a latest podcast, which is a Patreon one where we're fucking going on about shit you did as a kid, like lighting dog shits on fire and stuff.
Oh, sweet. That'd be good.
So, yeah, join that for $5. Anyway, see you guys later. Bye. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Hacks.